December 6, 1917. The reason why Jesus can never like acts done outside of his will. After having received Jesus in the sacrament, I was telling my Jesus, I kiss you with the kiss of your will. You are not content if I give you only my kiss, but you want the kiss of all creatures. So I give you the kiss in your will, because in it I find all creatures. And on the wings of your will, I take all their mouths and I give you the kiss of all. And as I kiss you with the kiss of your love, so that I may kiss you not with my love, but with your own love, and you may feel the contentment, the sweetness and the gentleness of your own love on the lips of all creatures, in such a way that, as you are attracted by your own love, I may force you to kiss all creatures. But then, who can tell all the nonsense I was saying to my lovable Jesus? Then my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, how sweet it is for me to see, to feel, the soul in my will. Without realizing it, she finds herself at the heights of my acts, of my prayers, of the way I acted when I was on this earth. She places herself almost at my level. In my most tiny acts, I enclosed all creatures, past, present and future, in order to offer to the Father complete acts in the name of all creatures. Not even one breath of the creatures escaped me, which I did not enclose in me. Otherwise the Father might have found some exceptions in recognizing the creatures, and all their acts, because they would not have been done by me and have come out from me. He might have said to me, you have not done everything, and for everyone. Your work is not complete. I cannot recognize all of them, because you have not embodied them all within you, and I want to recognize only what you did. Therefore, in the immensity of my will, of my love and power, I did everything, and for everyone. So, how could other things, outside of my will, ever please me, as beautiful as they might be? They are always low, human and finite acts. Instead, the acts in my will are noble, divine, interminable and infinite, as my volition is. They are similar to mine, and I give them the same value, love, power of my own acts. I multiply them in everyone. I extend them to all generations and to all times. What do I care if they are small? They are still my acts that are being repeated, and that's enough. And then, the soul places herself in her true nothingness, not in humility, in which she always feels something of herself. And as a nothing she enters into the all, and operates with me, in me and like me, completely stripped of herself, not caring about merit or self-interest, but all intent only on making me happy, giving me absolute lordship over her acts, without even wanting to know what I do with them. Only one thought occupies her, to live in my will, praying to me that I may give her the honor. This is why I love her so much, and all my predilections and my love are for this soul who lives in my will. And if I love the others, it is by virtue of the love which I have for this soul, and which descends from her, just as the Father loves the creatures by virtue of the love he has for me. And I, how true it is what you say, that in your will one wants nothing and wants to know nothing. If one wants to do something, it is because you have done it. One feels the ardent desire to repeat your things. Everything disappears. One no longer wants to do anything. And Jesus, and I make her do everything, and I give everything to her.